This presentation of the Dadbod Odd Pod is rated energy drink or a soft PG-13 rating for language and intense atmosphere. To enjoy a more immersive experience, it's recommended you use headphones or a surround sound system. And now, we begin the first chapter of the short story, Shell.
The man they called Captain clicked the release on his high-thrust harness.
You leveled off, Dunham.
Yep, leveled and slowing.
Dunham nodded, fingers jabbing over his screen as he worked.
1G thrust. Should reach anterior orbit of Jupiter in the next 3 days.
Captain Ergo gave a stiff nod.
Good. Telemetry status, how we doing?
We're picking up 7 Class 2 asteroids in orbit that will pass near us on the approach, but none that are mission critical, sir.
Captain Ergo fixed his gaze on the 2 young women, and the one who'd spoken stiffened under his glare, a navigation specialist. He snapped his focus to the second, his newest analyst.
I want you to get me the numbers. Get us a safe entry to the mining site. I'm not burning a quarter of our fuel just to make it to this damn quadrant before anyone else and not have a payout.
How good is this source of yours, Captain?
It was Dunham. Again. Before Captain Ergo could chew him out, a voice interrupted him.
Captain Ergo, sir?
The captain twinged his neck as he looked in her direction, the woman he'd just commanded to run the numbers. She'd spun her cradle chair away from her screen, looking to him.
What is it, Dawson?
Sir.
She swallowed.
I've got something.
Captain Ergo was already a hard man. Like his frown was carved into his alabaster face. Somehow his scowl seemed to crack his features.
I don't want to hear about something.
Dawson's neck tingled as she ignored the feeling to scratch. She resisted the urge to swallow, clear her throat, to scream, to give any reason to be doubted.
I just picked up a flash.
All typing, all work stopped on the bridge. But Dawson held firm. The captain narrowed his eye.
A flash?
Yes, sir.
In dead space?
Dunham piped up, but less confidently.
There's no starship presence on Spadar, Captain. A flash is practically impossible.
Shut up, Dunham.
Captain Ergo pinched the bridge of his nose and sighed.
Everyone knows what dead space is.
He trailed off, rubbing his face with one hand. Dawson glanced at Dunham, who shot a heated look her way. Then she focused again.
Sir, this kind of flash is notably similar to the flashes from second-generation high-output drives. They burn dirty and hot. Lots of particulate left behind.
We're too far out to confirm that, Greenie.
Dunham jabbed.
There's no way you could—
Hey.
Captain Ergo snapped.
Stop trying to fly this ship by your joystick, Corporal Dunham. I can have you removed just as quickly as Corporal Dawson was appointed.
Dawson didn't move, and didn't avert her gaze when Captain Ergo dropped his hand and looked to her.
Give me a reason, Corporal Dawson.
He hummed. Dawson hesitated.
A reason, sir?
A reason to stay on my bridge.
Now Dawson swallowed, but she spoke to play it off.
We're too far out to confirm, yes. But I know you're familiar with Hod's burns like this, Captain.
She spun around and flicked the footage from her screen to the overhead. The captain and crew of the bridge reclined in their seats as they all faced the center of the deck, looking up. Indeed, the magnified window from a scan behind Jupiter revealed a puff of white-hot energy and a small ghost image of heat picked up on Spadar.
Sir, you worked with Gen 2s. You know what they look like, what they burn like. If this is a hostile starship, if we get closer and it turns into something more than a random gas leak from a comet, it may be too late to turn back.
Captain Ergo nodded, lacing his fingers, pressing 2 of them to his lips in thought. His eyes didn't leave her, gazing into one eye, then the other, in slow, deliberate sweeps.
You're right.
Dawson's chest chilled with a wave of shock, then burned hot. She stood tall, back straight. Captain Ergo pressed himself up, straightening his uniform jacket and clasped his hands behind his back.
Listen up, Bridge.
Captain Ergo called.
I need all of you to deliver Corporal Dawson the resources she needs for a scout mission. Whatever she asks, make sure she gets it. Dawson, you have as much time as it takes for us to arrive at A-913. Get your team and get them to investigate that flash.
Dawson gaped a moment.
Yes, sir.
Get started. You're dismissed from bridge duty for today. Get yourself organized. If it's nothing, it'll be a hell of a lot less to worry about. The cast and crew. Performed by Rebecca Jensen Uesugi as Corporal Meg Dawson, Nicholas Dunlap as Corporal Eric Dunham, and Dale Spaulding as Captain Franklin Ergo, with Catherine Stanley as Christine the Analyst. Sound design and editing by Catherine Stanley. Original story by Dale Spaulding, and narrated by Diana Kennedy. The patrons of the Dadbot Oddpod through Patreon and Right on Dale: April and Brett, Carol, Russell, Devin, Robin. Shell is a short story with dark themes and intense action suited for audiences 17 years and older. This concept episode shows the potential for production, writing, and acting in professionally produced episodes of the podcast, as supported by patron contributors. It's the standard of the Dadbot Oddpod that nothing on the show will meet or exceed a hard PG-13 rating in film. You can support this quality of content by donating as little as the cost of an artisan soda or a cup of coffee each month. If you'd like to fund future episodes of Shell, or to fund brand new original productions, click the link in this episode's description. The Dadbot Oddpod is the official podcast of Right on Dale on Patreon. Subscribe to hear audiobook-style readings of all original short stories and microfiction. This production of the Dadbot Oddpod is brought to you by the patrons of Patreon and Anchor.fm. Join Anchor today to create your own podcasts for free.